13th, Blessed Robert Malatesta, Confessor, Third Order. This devout tertiary was a powerful prince in Italy. He died at a very early age, but in such consummate perfection that in the eyes of God he had lived a long life in the service of his Lord. He was the son of the Prince of Rimini, Pandolf Malatesta, and was born in 1411. At a very tender age, he denied himself dainty things and took only the less appetizing portion of the food given him, so that the better part might be given to the sick poor. He also practiced all kinds of mortification with regard to clothing and rest at night. He was so devoted to prayer that even in sleep he was often found with his hands crossed on his breast and his lips moving as if in prayer. When his uncle asked him on several occasions what he wished to be, the little fellow said, "I wish to be a poor man like Jesus." His uncle was much pleased with Robert, and so when Robert's parents died, he adopted him as his heir. Although he would have preferred to give himself entirely to God's service, Robert was obliged to accede to his uncle's wishes and married the Princess Margaret of Este. His young wife, however, was also a devout person, and they lived together in a very holy union. A year after their marriage, Robert's uncle died, and he became the independent prince of the domains of Rimini, Cesano, and Fano. He governed with justice and charity. He was a father to the poor, and often visited the sick in the hospitals, sometimes even waited on them personally. It was about this time that he was interiorly instructed by St. Francis, to whom he was tenderly devoted, to take the habit of the Third Order and consecrate himself in a special way to the service of God. On the feast of St. Francis, he was clothed in the holy habit and from then on practiced the rule of the Third Order very strictly. He prayed the divine office of the priests every day, observed fast besides those prescribed, and received the holy sacraments often and with the greatest devotion. Although externally living up to his rank, he always wore the Third Order scapular and cord, and his heart remained humble and detached from the world. Once, when he was engaged in prayer, our Holy Father St. Francis appeared to him and showed him his five wounds. Robert at once experienced the full pain of the wounds, and for a long time he remained kneeling with his arms outstretched in the form of a cross. After a very painful illness, yet happy in anticipation of the joys of heaven, he died in 1432 when he was but 21 years old. According to his express wishes, he was buried very simply and in the garb of the tertiaries. God glorified his tomb by miracles. The title of blessed has been conferred on him in popular devotion. On wearing the scapular. Consider how Blessed Robert was instructed by our Holy Father St. Francis, whom he dearly loved, to wear the scapular of the Third Order, thus acknowledging himself as a son of St. Francis. The scapular of the Third Order, as well as the scapular of our Blessed Lady, is a badge or uniform by which we profess to whom we belong and in whose service we are engaged. By the scapular of Our Lady, we profess ourselves children of Mary. By the Third Order scapular, we profess ourselves sons or daughters of St. Francis. The saints recognize us by these signs as their clients, and consequently protect and watch over us. Be faithful in wearing the scapular. Without it, you cannot have a share in the indulgences granted. But it should also remind you to live so that you may do honor to this holy garment. Are you faithful in wearing it? Do you ever reflect on the kind of life you should lead in order to wear it worthily? The word scapular means a shoulder garment. Some religious wear a large scapular over their shoulders so as to protect their religious habit while at work, and therefore the scapular may also be called a working garb. This should remind the persons who wear it that lazy piety is in disagreement with the scapular, as the cord should remind the tertiaries to refrain from sensual pleasure. So the scapular should remind them to engage in good works, in faithful compliance with the prescriptions of the rule, as well as in fulfilling the duties incumbent on a good Christian, and the obligations of his state of life. Here the words of the apostle can be applied. Labor as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:3. Think of this every morning when you look and kiss your scapular. Consider that the scapular is a garment of humility and penance. Saint Francis named his order one of penance. The blessed Robert practiced penance even in his princely life at court. He ate only common food, fasted often, and sometimes slept on a bare board. Are there not many acts of penance that you could perform? Could you not, in the spirit of penance, accept the difficulties of your state of life and the sufferings God permits to befall you? God grant that your scapular may give you that strength. You will then be able to take comfort in the thought of death before it approaches. You will be able to say with the prophet, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and with the robe of justice." Isaiah 61:10. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, who didst cause our Savior to assume our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind might imitate the example of his humility, mercifully grant that, treasuring the lessons of his patience, we may deserve to have fellowship in his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Robert Malatesta,
pray for us.